Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're talking Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. We welcome back Tracy McPeck is here, the Adult Services Coordinator. Tracy, good to have you here this morning.
Thank you. Good to be back.
And we welcome back the Collection Development Manager, Aaron Brolier, is here. Aaron, good to have you here.
Thank you. Good morning.
You were here just a few months ago, but we'll start with you and just a little bit on what does a collection manager do?
Well, collection manager, I have a lot of really fun jobs. One of it is I select the materials that we add to the library. I select the youth materials for the library. So any of the birth to teen materials that you see, I had a hand in picking them out, along with the staff and the customers. We get a lot of customer suggestions, which is a lot of fun. And I also pick the DVDs that go into the system, into the collection. And we also receive the new materials, so we get to see firsthand what the new books are, and that's always fun. And we also work on the collection as a whole, making sure that we have everything that we need and that the books are in the great condition. And of course, all of this is with the other librarians and the staff in the system, so we all work together, which is a really great project.
So I guess in some cases, a few months ahead of time, some books that are going to be, hey, this one may be a big one.
Sometimes I even know like a year in advance, but definitely I already have my eye on what's coming out in the summer and some fall. So this right now, spring is a really hot time for publishing, so there's a lot of exciting books that come out in the spring, but it always, you know, every season there's something that's hot and new.
If I read something and I just am blown away by it and I see that you don't have it at the library, I can make a suggestion?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we now have a new page on our website. It's called Suggest a Purchase. It's under the Can't Find It tab. And so you can suggest a title that we have. And what's great about this new service is now that we get back to the customer when they fill out a response. Before, they would just fill out a suggested title and they would not know whether or not we would add this to the collection. But now, if you fill this out, you'll hear whether or not that we buy it. And it's getting a lot of great responses. And I really enjoy seeing what the customers want to add in the collection. Sometimes it is things that I would never have thought of, but is a great addition.
So do you have people like Tracy coming to you and, you know, knocking on the door and saying, hey, I got an idea for something?
Yes, it's fun. A lot of the staff have their eye on what's coming out also, and they utilize the suggested purchase just as much as the customers, which is great because, you know, being working for a library, you think most of our staff are big readers or even watchers. You know, it could be even watching what they watch on TV, you know, DVDs and stuff like that. So that's also great to know what my coworkers are wanting to read and listen. And it's also just that, talking about books is a passion. So just even having that conversation with people I work with about books and what we're watching and everything.
So Tracy, have you made some suggestions?
I don't know that I've made any on the youth services side since I've been in the position as adult services coordinator, but I do make recommendations for adult purchases.
Sure.
A lot of times it'll tie into some kind of a theme. For example, this spring we have a focus on exploring the outdoors, and so I put together the partner magazine called The Commuter Corner, where I recommend some e-books and e-audiobooks that go along with that theme. So if I find a book that's a great fit and we don't own it, then I'll make a suggestion for purchase so we can make that happen for people.
Well, and I guess especially in your case, you're really working ahead to be able to be able to suggest books that are going to show up in the magazine or show up online. You've got to be working months and months ahead. So while we're all starting to think about spring and some of that, you're probably right now into summer and even fall looking at things.
So we're working on the summer magazine, and our fall content is due in the next month and a half or so. So, but with the books, it just depends. Like, I try to look for new and upcoming titles, but then sometimes there might be something a couple years old that's just a great fit too.
So have you seen anything? Have you seen anything that's coming out this? Either one of you, in the spring or summer, something maybe that we should be on the lookout for, perhaps.
Well, we have a lot of the big authors that are coming out with stuff, and Danielle Steele and Greg Isles and Iris Johansson. They all three have books that are coming out in March. Greg Isles' new book is Cemetery Road, and Danielle Steele is Silent Night, and Iris Johansson is Dark Tribute. And we're going to get a new David Baldacci book in April. He's a big author for us. And then for the kids, Diary of a Wimpy Kid is one of the biggest series in our collection. And
is that still? Because I know a few years ago that was really big. That's still big?
It's one of those ones that every year I have to buy extra copies because they get a lot of use.
Yeah.
So, and we, again, want our copies to look nice. And we probably have 40 or 50 copies of one title in our system, and that's still not enough because it's so popular, which is a great thing. That is a great thing. And you know, because of summer reading, that also makes it, you know, high in demand. But we're getting, in April, there is a new diary. It's called Diary of an Awesome Kid by Jeff Kinney, and it's about Raleigh's best friend, Greg Hobbs, I think his name is. I wrote that really fast. So
are people already putting holds on something like that?
They are. So David Baldacci's book is in our catalog, and it doesn't come out till April, but we already have 77 holds on it. So that's also
really
that just tells you how excited people are about what we're reading. And you know, we try to find that balance of yes, you know, he's coming out with a new book. We want to give it to you, you know, putting it in the system. But, you know, it's also making sure that the customers know, like, you still have a little while. Like, because we cannot put the book out, even if we were to get it before its publication day, we can't put it out until it has until its book birthday, as we call it.
So do you, back in your office, or somebody's got all, I guess, boxes of books that, you've got dates written on when they're released.
Mm-hmm. We call them street dates, so we highlight it on pieces of paper, so and we hold them so that, you know, we can't. And so you walk by them every time. You're just waiting for it to come out, and it can be really exciting. And you know, you just want to get it out. And I get a lot of ARCs, which is advanced reader copies of books. So that's fun sometimes to be able to read the books ahead of time. That's a perk. But as far as circulating, we can't get them out until their book date.
Well, and I guess, Tracy, this is a good reason, just some of this, as we talk about these things of staying up and becoming, and be follow the library's Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Because when things come out like this, you're able to announce certain things
mm-hmm.
that you might not otherwise know about.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And especially we have a group for our Winter Reading Challenge, which we're considering making a year-round Facebook group because the interaction is so positive there. I love how customers just will post the funny book memes, or they'll post what they're reading and a synopsis mm-hmm. of it. And that would be a really great place to share that book knowledge of upcoming titles.
Hmm.
And we try and share on Instagram sometimes like a really hot release. So
mm-hmm.
Like this is coming out in a week, or this is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't stayed up on it as much as I should, but I try to, especially if I know there is a big book that's like really hype. Because again, you know, unfortunately, it's hard to get the customers to know when publication dates are.
Sure.
So that's a good way to be like, you know, you've placed your hold on this a while back. Like, you know, we want to get it to you, but it won't be until this date. So it's, again, just always trying to inform the customer so mm-hmm. that they know.
Definitely.
When it's coming out.
You mentioned winter reading. We're going to come back and talk about that when we come back. Tracy McPeck is here, the adult services coordinator for the library, and the collection development manager, Aaron Browler, is here too. On a Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA, we will be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. The financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
We're talking Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. Aaron Browler is here along with Tracy McPeck. And Tracy, the Adult Winter Reading Challenge goes on until March 31st. And I have an announcement because you've been part of this as we talked about this towards the end of the year and at the beginning of the year. I have read my four books.
You have?
I have read my four books.
Oh, Ted, I'm so proud of you.
I have not read four books in a year. In a lot of years.
I'm impressed. You know, when I met you 4 months ago, you were saying how you didn't really read and you couldn't get through the challenge last year. And we encouraged you and you made it happen.
I made it happen.
Good for you.
So I haven't gotten my mug yet, but I've got to take care of that because you were telling me that that a lot of people are reading four books and getting their mugs.
Yeah, so this is our second annual Winter Reading Challenge and was very successful last year, but this year it's been extra successful. Yes. We currently have 1,336 adults signed up and 669 people have earned their mugs. Not everybody has picked them up yet.
That's great.
We ran out of our first order of mugs a couple weeks ago and we had to place a new order. And it's going on until the end of March. So it's been wildly successful compared to last year, even. We also have the missions, which are basically fun challenges that you can do. Some of it's do them at home. Some of them's do it at the library.
They're really not difficult either. I went through and looked at a lot of them, and I thought, oh, if I'd spend a little time, I could knock out a bunch of these.
Mm-hmm. We recently posted on our Facebook page that we had a stay-at-home kind of challenge that was great for the snow day. And so what that does is it earns you points, and the more you complete, the more chances you have to enter monthly drawings. Then we give away two movie tickets and a bag of books each month during winter reading. And so we've had 915 missions completed by our participants,
great.
Which is really fantastic, and they've earned 1,600 badges.
My Librarian is one of those challenges, isn't it? Where you ask a My Librarian for book suggestions?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, yeah?
I believe so. And the My Librarian program is so cool because we have select staff that...
I'm one of them.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So what do you do?
Actually, I'm reading one of Aaron's suggestions right now.
So it's My Library. We have a few staff that you fill out a form and they have specialties of what they read. So mine are narrative nonfiction, YA books, suspenseful books, thriller books, especially British thriller books and audiobooks. And so they write to you or they fill out the form and they give you what they want a suggestion for. So you pick the one that matches your. So if you want vegan cookbooks, like we have Christine Carlson who she's vegan, so she has vegan cookbooks. And so we give a book list back. And it's a lot of fun to create these lists for these customers. And sometimes we can publish the list. So I have a few lists published as well, some on the website that you can also, if you don't need to fill out the form, you can just go and there's a lot of lists for each one that has special titles and things. So
Yeah, it's very cool. So you can request the librarian that you want to get recommendations from.
Oh, okay.
And they send an email back with the list.
What a fun thing.
It is.
I mean, it especially because sometimes you don't know. And we've talked about this before, but I didn't know you could do it that way, of just going to a librarian.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you all have said, you know, come ask us.
Of course.
Because, you know, we have suggestions.
Mm-hmm. We love talking about books.
Yes. We have a lot of, there just are a lot of great ways. You can go into a library and do the face-to-face, which is amazing. But then there's this My Librarian. And then even just, there's Question Point. So even if you wanted just a simple, because with the My Librarian, you usually get a list of around 10. So, you know, that might seem a little too intimidating for some, not that you have to read all 10.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing someone like me, that if I got a list of all 10 in a subject I wanted, I would want to read all 10. And then, you know, I would never get anything done. So. If you just even wanted one or two, there's the Question Point. So there's so many different ways to get
Question Point is our online chat service /email. So you can actually email or chat with a question, and then somebody will answer it for you.
Okay. Now, to sign up for adult the Adult Winter Reading Challenge, you can do it at librarypoint.org /winter. Or you can just go into a library and get a paper log, I guess.
Yes, we really like people to use the online version if possible because it helps track your reading and also you can participate in the missions and earn the badges, which then gets you extra drawing entries. But if you really don't want to use the app or online, you can use the paper form. But it's super easy. You go to librarypoint.org. There we have a big winter reading challenge.
Yep, you just click that on.
Banner on the front, click on that. It takes you to Read Squared, which is the platform through which you sign up. And then you start reading and logging your books. And you have until the end of March to read and log 4 books, and then you have until April 15th to pick up your mug while supplies last. And I have to make that a, you know, a condition because of the popularity of this year.
How you all must be really excited with the popularity.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really excited.
It just shows you that at least in this case, it's winter and adults are reading, and mm-hmm. not everyone is. I mean, because Tracy, last month we talked about, because you had just written an article about just getting into reading mm-hmm. in 2019, and one of your things, and one of the things I've been doing mm-hmm. because of your article, instead of at times when you would just normally just sit down and look at your phone and scroll through things, instead of that, go pick up a book.
Mm-hmm.
I did it, and 4 books later,
there you go.
I'm getting my mug.
That's fantastic. So anybody who says they don't have time to read, there's a way to squeeze it in somewhere, mm-hmm. even if it's just a little bit.
And I find audiobooks have been just like a miracle to me because
a lot of people say that.
Just because, you know, I have a 40-minute commute one way, and so like I can knock out audiobooks that way really well, and just also, or just cleaning, anything you're doing. And then even like the Libby app where so if you don't like to listen to audiobooks, so you said if you would scroll through your phone, if you pick up your phone, you can read a book on your phone. So it's just tremendous the many avenues that you can take to read a book. You know, mm-hmm. it's not just anymore just holding it. Well, that is, you know, I like both. I like it e, and I also like to hold the book. But it's just there's so many varieties. So.
Mm-hmm.
I should have taken a picture last week because last Saturday morning I got up really early. I got to DMV like at 7 and stood in line in the cold. Mm-hmm. And I took a book.
Good for you.
And I stood in the DMV yep. line for an hour waiting for DMV to open to get a driver's license. And I read a book. And I kept thinking, and I never even thought of taking a picture of myself, having somebody take a picture. Because mm-hmm. I thought, who would have ever guessed this? But the time went really fast and I accomplished
yeah.
something.
Yeah, exactly.
I take a book with me everywhere. Yeah. And if I don't, I'm so mad at myself because you're just sitting there. And
yeah.
It's like, okay, what to do now?
Wasting time on your yep. phone. You can yep. only scroll through right, Facebook so right. much.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. No, I stood in line, like I said, for the hour and read. And then once I got in and got my number, I had to wait a long time. Mm-hmm. And I just sat there and I just kept reading.
That's
probably
great.
Also kept your blood pressure down a little bit too. Mm-hmm.
Right,
can be a little
you can.
So, stressful.
But
I just want to go off on a quick tangent since you mentioned the DMV. We do have the DMV that comes to visit the library sometimes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's a mobile DMV and they yeah. have a bunch of different functions they can perform. And we have several scheduled for this spring and beyond that. So they come usually a couple times every quarter. And it's in our current issue of At Your Library magazine, which is out right now in many places. I'm trying to find. Oh, here it is. Okay, so we have, it'll be at the Snow Branch on March 1st. Mm-hmm. We have them coming to the Fredericksburg Branch downtown on April 3rd. At our Howell Branch off 17, April 22nd. At Salem Church Branch on May 1st. So you can, they'll do things like process driver's licenses, ID cards, titles, and registration. And it's really nice because there is rarely any waiting or very little waiting to do this, and then you're in a library, not the DMV.
Right. No, I know they come to they do the library. They'll do local governments. Mm-hmm. After I stood in line and I posted something on Facebook about it, and everybody told me, well, you ought to have gone to the mobile ones, and yeah. they mentioned that. So, mm-hmm. I didn't realize that they came that frequently to the library.
They're fantastic.
So anyway, lots of things, and still there's still time to get involved with the adult winter reading. I mean, I did the 4 books in probably just under 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So you have time to do 4 more books.
Yeah,
you could double your reading for the year.
Could.
Don't get a second mug
in the first 3 months.
Sorry.
I know. I did think of that. I'm sure you only get one mug, but still,
you get the satisfaction of double your reading.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, now that I'm doing it, I've already got 2 or 3 more books I want to keep reading, and so now this has started a great thing, and like you said, Tracy, like when we last month, you know, just one of the easier things to do is to 2 things that I remember we talked about was instead of looking at your phone and also just reward yourself, just mm-hmm. figure if I read a book then I can do this or get this.
Yeah, exactly. It's okay to bribe yourself.
Yeah.
Next thing we know, you're going to be joining book clubs too.
Or hosting a book club.
Yes.
Hosting.
The Ted Shuler Book Club.
Wow.
Yes.
The one thing I haven't done yet, and I need to, because you mentioned it, that I've heard that the Winter Reading Challenge, that the Facebook group is really active.
It is. Yeah,
it is just entertaining.
It's very entertaining. You can get really good recommendations that way, and there's lots of conversation going on. I also do a giveaway every Friday, so I'll post a little challenge every Friday on the Winter Reading page for Facebook. And if you comment with an answer, whatever the question is I put out there, then we do a drawing from the commenters, and somebody gets to win a book. Sometimes it'll be an advanced reader copy if somebody
hasn't taken all
come
the
out
good
yet.
Ones, but it's okay.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh.
I'm trying to take all the good
it's
ones
good.
For
it's
the
good
Facebook
for the
challenge.
Customers.
Yeah.
Yes. It's good for you guys.
So, there's lots of things. The other thing I haven't done yet, and I want to do on Facebook on Wednesdays, the what are you reading question.
Yeah, I do that. Mm-hmm. I try and answer that every week.
I've thought I need to start answering that, because now that I'm a frequent and regular reader,
yes,
I can become part of that.
That's right.
That's motivation right there. So
yeah,
you can answer that question.
So there are a lot. You've made reading fun. That I think that's one of the great things about the Winter Reading Challenge. And because we have a little extra time in the winter, because it's dark so early and cold, you can make good habits right now.
Right. We want reading to be fun.
Yeah. So anyway, the Winter Reading Challenge, it is librarypoint.org/winter. Like you say, just go to librarypoint.org and you'll see the link there for winter reading, and just follow all the prompts and you can be underway. Librarypoint.org. We're talking about the Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning with Aaron Brolier and Tracy McPeck. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We will get into Vietnam, a big, big series coming up with the library, and a lot of events and activities and a book to read. We'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Central Rappahannock Regional Library is our focus this morning. Collection Development Manager Aaron Brolier is here, along with Tracy McPeck. She is the Adult Services Coordinator. Tracy, there is a lot going on. Starting pretty soon, the Vietnam War is a focus of the library this spring, and you got an author coming with a book, but then all kinds of different programs that look really, really interesting.
Absolutely. So it's actually because of this book that we're doing all of this, and we received a grant from the NEA, the National Endowment for the Arts, and in order to sponsor Tim O'Brien to come visit our libraries, which he's going to do on April 27th at 3:00 at Dot Auditorium. And the University of Mary Washington is our platinum sponsor. So they're, thanks to them, we're able to hold the event at a bigger venue. Mm-hmm. So we got this grant. He's coming in. And now it's our community read. We're encouraging the entire community to read The Things They Carried by Tim O'Brien. It was published back in the 90s, but he's won national book awards. It's basically a compilation of short stories that are fictional, but based on his own experience in the Vietnam. And they really are better read as a collective whole. Mm-hmm. They originally were published in different magazines or, you know, in a serial way. But this is it's all as one book, and it really reads like a novel as opposed to a bunch of short stories.
I have it on my Kindle now.
Yes. I just read it a couple months ago, and it was very good. So to kick everything off, so he's coming April 27th, but we're really spending March and April focusing on the Vietnam experience in different ways. The first thing we're doing is we're collecting everyone's photos of life during the Vietnam era, so 1968 through 75. And it's not just photos of when, you know, people in Vietnam, but also in America or any other country just experiencing life. You can go to our website for instructions, and you can download your own pictures. And in March and April, every library branch will have a digital monitor and display set up with a rotating slideshow of these images. Hmm. Now, they're not ready to be published yet. That'll be the beginning of March. But I did go into our staff collection. These are some of the photos that users have uploaded, so you can get a look. So we've had over 20 submitted so far. We're definitely looking for more photos. It's very easy to do. You can use the Google Scan app. And we have really good instructions on our website to upload the photos. Or you can just go to a branch, and any of our staff members can help you out with that, too, because a lot of people, maybe people who have Vietnam-era photos, aren't likely to scan something to their computer, to their phones, but we can definitely help with that. So here's a couple of examples that you can see.
Yeah, one is looks like just like a soldier just standing, and another looks like in a street. All those pictures are just so back from that, from the Vietnam era.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're fantastic. So we really encourage you at home to go through your photos if you have anything from the Vietnam era, and
yeah.
can upload them to our website. We would love to feature you in our slideshow, and of course, credit will be given. And so we're pretty excited about that. So that's the, I don't know if you want to look at these.
Yeah, me, reach over.
So that's the first thing, is the Vietnam era photo project.
The, boy, and this, the stories, and if you lived through that era,
mm-hmm.
it was just so difficult, because there were so many different feelings about the war,
mm-hmm.
and you talk now to people in this area who lived here and came back, and that everybody has a different experience. Some
mm-hmm.
came back and were welcomed back like they are today. Others were not,
mm-hmm.
and it's just such an interesting. I can remember being in school and having classmates who had relatives who were lost, and
mm-hmm.
it was just a really different kind of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it bears remembering,
yeah.
and hearing the different perspectives of what people went through. So that is why we're having all of these different events surrounding the Vietnam War, to get those perspectives.
The different Tim O'Brien again will be here on April 27th at Dodd Auditorium, but then you have in both March and April some different programs going on, exhibits mm-hmm. at various library branches.
Correct. So the first one kicks off on March 23rd at our Salem Church branch. That's at 1:00, called Writing the War Experience, and author Steve Watkins will be presenting a workshop for writers. He is the author of Scholastic Books, the Ghosts of War series. So he's got quite a few books published, and I think that'll be a really great experience, especially for our local writers.
He's so interesting, and
mm-hmm.
he's so good on that topic.
Yes, yeah, so that's going to be a really great class. The next one is our Vietnam experience, where we have Vietnam natives Tanya Carlson and her veteran husband Tom talking about their separate experiences during Vietnam. So Tanya's from the Vietnam and Tom was in Vietnam, but they didn't meet together. They met later on after the Vietnam War, but now they're a married couple, and
yeah.
they have their different unique experiences to share. If you get a copy of our Spring at Your Library magazine, they're actually featured on the cover. So you can see Tom and Tanya yourself. And then you can come and hear them speak. That's going to be at our Howell branch on March 25th from 7 to 8.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we have at our Porter branch, we have a series called the Civic Lab, which is a really unique series that was developed to bring the community together to talk about topics that maybe are a little controversial or tough, but in a way that's very civil and civic-minded, and to learn about things that maybe you haven't learned about before. And so our topic for this one is called Who Writes History. That's going to be on March 27th at our Porter branch. So you can explore resources about history is taught and why certain people and events are considered historically significant. So learn the why between how we learn our history.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
should be pretty interesting. The next event we have is on March 30th at 11:00, also the Porter branch. And that is led by author John Millay, who wrote a book called War in Our Wake, The Untold Story of the Last American Military Presence of the Vietnam War. So 3 days after the last Marine Corps helicopter lifted off from Saigon, John Millay and his Navy shipmates became the very last American military presence of the Vietnam War.
Wow.
So you'll get a chance to firsthand hear about
yeah.
his experiences during that time.
I feel like that's often overlooked in, you know, wars and things like that, the people who are last
yeah.
there and who have to, you know, help clean up or even just leave, you know, what they leave. So that mm-hmm. would be really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And our next two are more about museum collections. So we have the U.S. Marine Corps Mobile Museum exhibit coming to our Porter Branch on Saturday, April 6th from 10 to 4. So presented by the National Museum of the Marine Corps, you'll be able to see historical artifacts and replica weapons from the Vietnam War. So you can come in and actually see them for yourself. And then at the Fredericksburg Branch on April 25th, we have the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Collection. So the memorial collection is basically offerings that were left at the Vietnam Memorial Wall and continue to be.
Yeah.
This was really interesting. Yeah. And so I was looking on their website and they catalog all of the findings that people leave, not findings, but all of the offerings that people leave behind. And they're all a part of this collection. And they remain part of the collection. So we have the curator of the museum, Janet Folkerts. She's with the National Park Service. She's going to present the history and ongoing cataloging of this collection, which is now over 250,000 items.
Wow.
So it's pretty fascinating. And if you get a chance to look at the website, I recommend it.
No, I was their website. I was looking at all of these events, and I thought that one would really be interesting because there's some real personal things get left
it's
there.
Very poignant, and it's actually a really good tie into the book because the title of Tim O'Brien's "The Things They Carried" really the overarching theme is literally the things they carried on them in the war. So it might be a letter from a fiance or some kind of a token to remember their life in America. And that thread pervades all of the stories in the book. So to see the things that people leave at the wall in memory of their loved ones is really interesting, like an interesting connection.
Right. I was literally just thinking the things they left behind. Yeah. You know, like because of that title, I was connecting the two. Mm-hmm. So that is really interesting.
Yeah. So I'll jump back to talking about Tim O'Brien's book again, but we do have one more event that's going to be great. That's on May 25th. So actually, it's after Tim O'Brien's speech, but it's all still part of the series.
Sure.
We're really excited to have retired United States Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Wayne Colton, who wrote a book called Vietnam, Our Noble Failure, An Intelligence Officer's Perspective. He will be coming to our Howell Branch on Saturday, May 5th at 4 o'clock. And this is his firsthand experience of his time as an Air Force intelligence officer serving as a strategic advisor to the Vietnamese Air Force from 1966 to 1967. So that's going to be yet another unique perspective on the Vietnam War that we haven't heard before. And I think this collection of events and classes really kind of rounds it out because there's so many experiences. But it gives you a good sampling of the different experiences people had during that time.
Yeah, boy, and it's this must be still. I mean, you as you continue to put this together, because some of these that you've mentioned aren't even in the book here. So I mean, this is kind of a fluid thing that you've been able to add some things to it, and there's a lot of good stuff coming.
Yeah, there's one that the one that's on May 25th is incorrect in the book because we had a different speaker that was unable to make the commitment. And so instead, we're glad to have Wayne Colton.
Oh, so you've moved that.
Other than that, the schedule should be correct. And the dates and times are certainly all correct in the magazine. If we were to add anything else, we would certainly publicize it any way we possible.
On Facebook and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The website,
posters, all that stuff.
So, no, this is these community reads you've done over the years, again, it's you know, we talk about winter reading and getting involved in there. This is where everybody kind of, you read something together.
Yeah. I would actually like to touch on the fact that maybe it's not reading within one's comfort zone, because this is not a book I would normally pick up. I feel like history has never been something I've been terribly interested in, although I'm becoming more interested as I get older. But I read it because of the big read, and I really enjoyed it. And I there are some reasons why we would want to read something like this, even if we normally wouldn't. So history or historical fiction.
I was just going to say, and it's also widely used. Like, this is an event that will, like, I gave this to my stepson for Christmas, The Things I Care. And he said, yeah, I already read some in his high school class.
Huh.
So a lot of, I think this book is also part of, like, high school curriculum and even college curriculum. Mm-hmm. So what's also great is that, you know, this is something that's great, like, so that we don't lose this part of our history, you know, and things. So I think that what will be great about this event is that this is multi-age, you know, a lot of people and engaging can go.
Definitely. And I just wanted to really drive home to people listening that maybe this isn't something you normally pick up, but I think it's got something of value for everybody, from allowing us to understand what happened in our history, to helping develop empathy and a life connection between what happened in the past and the current time. There's some interesting stuff, like author Linda Cass and author Jerome DeGroote have really analyzed why we should read history and historical fiction. And it just made it, it kind of drove home for me. So we can contemplate social change. We can reflect on your present circumstances versus the past, and allows us to understand the extremes of human behavior. So maybe you wouldn't normally pick up a historical fiction novel or a history book, but there are some things to be said for reading outside your box in your comfort zone.
Yeah, yeah. Now, and so much here is made of the Civil War and the colonial times.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There are a lot of people around here who served in Vietnam.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely.
And you can learn just a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those people are really interesting to sit down, just because, like we said earlier, they all have different perspectives on their Vietnam War experience. And so this is really a timely subject that the library is doing. So I guess if someone wants Tim O'Brien's book, you've got copies of it at the library.
We do. We have plenty of copies in print right now. And we have copies in ebook and e-audio. And
Not e-audio. Yeah, this
book ebook is and audio, physical audiobook. Audio. I also want to mention that we have just about every one of our book groups reading it over the next couple of months. So if you want to read the book and get in on a conversation about it, please come to one of the book groups, because sometimes that really helps, you know, give the book more meaning when you have a conversation about it.
Mm-hmm. Bring a community together to read it together.
Yeah. Last night in our books and beer meeting, we had read The Wright Brothers by David McCullough. And that's another one out of my comfort zone, because it's a history book. And when I think of reading history, I think of the dry stuff we had to read in school.
Right.
It wasn't dry at all. It was fascinating. And then just to have a conversation about it afterward made it even more meaningful.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. The book clubs, the book groups, well, if someone wants to find out about those, I'm guessing that you've got... if you go to librarypoint.org, or if you go to the Facebook page, or just call the library and ask about them?
Yeah, they're not always on the Facebook page. Sometimes they are, but definitely go to our website. You can go to librarypoint.org/bookgroups.
Okay.
Or you can just find it on the website. It lists all of our book groups, their locations, what we're reading, and it's got all the information you need to know. But of course, you're always welcome to ask one of us, or ask us through our question point chat or email service.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're talking Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. We will wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFV.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Shue.
We are talking Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. Lots of good stuff. Lots of good stuff. Tracy McPeck is here, the Adult Services Coordinator, and the Collection Development Manager, Aaron Brawler, is here this morning, too, talking about everything going on with the library. We should not get out of here with talking about, Tracy, how easy it is to get a library card, because that's where all your fun at the library begins.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's no charge to get a library card or to use any of our services. You can do that by coming into any branch, and they'll get you set up right away. You can even start a library card online, and it'll be mailed to you. And so it's very, very easy to get a library card.
That's how, I mean, this is how the library has changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because a few years ago, my kids had library cards, but I never had gotten one. And so I got a library card during the show when I can't even remember who was in, but we went online and got it, and it was mailed to me, and That's how easy it is.
Yeah. And, you know, some people say, well, I don't have time to go to the library. I don't need a library card. But you could do the library card by mail and then access all of our free ebooks, our audiobooks, our digital magazines, our online learning and online streaming services.
Lynda.com.
Lynda.com, mm-hmm. which is normally like a $30 a month subscription, but it's free with your library card. So and then we have a similar product called Universal Class, which actually also has online learning too.
And then there's Canopy.
Yeah, Canopy.
Canopy is great. Yes, you can stream for, it's a few selections a month, but so we were just talking about Vietnam War. And so the PBS, the big Vietnam War series that was on PBS, that's on Canopy.
Oh.
There's also a lot of really great movies. And there was one the other day. Of course, now I can't think of it off the top of my head. And I saw it. I was like, wow, Canopy has this movie. So, you know, I think in general, people think it's just for the artsy movies and the independent. But there are some really great titles on there. And it's all free. So you just need your library card. And it's an easy setup. And there's an app, of course. And you can, you know, watch it through your, and I think it's Roku and Apple TV that like can get it through there, or of course on your phone as well.
Yep, and it's Canopy spelled with a K. So you can go to librarypoint.org/canopy with a K, or you can download the app or just go onto your computer to look it up, and you just put in your library card number to log in, and you get several checkouts a month, and it's a great service.
Well, and I think that's one of the great things of having you all come in so frequently. You find out about a lot of these things, whether it's some of these services you can get for free and have access to, or even just coming up to, you know, either suggesting books for the library to buy, or to talk to a librarian about what I should read.
So we are a one-stop shop.
There's a lot going on. Yeah. And on days like, it seems like every weekend it rains.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And instead of just bemoaning that, go find a good book and go explore your library.
Yes. We have a lot of great things to offer for a lot of different interests and people, you know. We're not just, I mean, books, of course, and reading is a heavy part of the library. It always will be the heart of it. But we are more than just that. You know, we are a community, and we bring people together in all different fashions. And it's really great.
LibraryPoint.org. Again, the Winter Reading Challenge is through March the 31st. So get involved in that. And it sounds like the cups are flying out of the library. Get reading your books if you haven't done that. Tracy McPeck and Aaron Brawlier, thank you both so much for what you do, Ted. And for coming in and talking
to us. And good job
on
the winter reading again.
Thank you. It's all because of you.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.